Okay, we're on. Good. Today's shiur we start is Daf Lamed Zayin. We're on Lamed Vav Mabez on the last line. The last line of Lamed Vav Mabez. So the Mishnah, the second Mishnah in the Parak, had been the second half of the first two Mishnahs, where Elu She'elu Hem Knas, the Mishnah quoted the following women who do not have a Knas for various reasons, either because they are assumed to be Be'ulos, and a Knas is only by a Besula, or for another reason, and that is Kinle Bedrabimine, because we assume that because they are the man is Beschai of Misa in his action, Misa's Bezdin, so therefore he does not pay money. So the Mishnah had brought up the discussion of Shivuya. A Shivuya, we assume, was Niv'eles, according to the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Yehuda came up with the opinion that Harehi Bikdushasa. She is considered Bikdushasa, even though she's a Gdola. We assume that nothing happened, which is might be against a lot of the other shitas that we have seen throughout Shas, where we need a b'shvuya hikilu, but fundamentally, like the Noda B'Yehuda pointed out yesterday, based on the Tosfos here, asua kibu'ula, right? We assume that something happened according to most Tanaim, but according to B'Yehuda, he says no. So the Gemara continues discussing the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that nothing happens? So on the bottom line, Rami le Rav Papa bar Shmuel Rav Yosef. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that by a Shavuya she is still Bikshushasa, meaning she can still marry a Kohen? We assume that nothing happened. The Hatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Hagiorish, it is Gaira, convert, right? We always said that. It's the Lashon. It doesn't say Hanachrish, it is Gaira. I don't want to remind them of the past. Hagiorish, it is Gaira, a convert that converted. Okay, Hagiorish is Gaira Verasa Dam, and she sees Dam Nida after she converts. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Daya Shaita. Rashi explains, even though there's usually a Gzeira, that when a woman who has first Mishnah Nida, when a woman sees Dam Nidus, we say maybe it was Ne'akar, she was already Anida, it left the Makom earlier, not the second. Takes some time to come down from the Makar. So maybe we should be mitamei. We should assume she became tamei earlier at some point, and anything that she touched in the interim should be tamei. How far do you go back? So we say meis leis, 24 hours. Maybe for the last 24 hours, we should assume that she was already tamei, and therefore anything she touched was tamei. So it says Rashi. But here, in the case of the Nachris, let's say she got her Davnida for the first time 5 hours after she became a convert. So if you go back 24 hours, she was a Goya, she was not Jewish. And Rashi explains fourth line, Dam Kananis Kadam Behema. Right. So therefore, halachically, Davnida is not matami from a Goy. So you can't go back 24 hours. Once you can't go back 24 hours, says Rashi, you don't go back at all. Even though you might say, okay, at least go back to the time she converted. At least go back that amount, 5 hours, or whatever the amount is. So says Rashi, no. The Yibtobar Rashi, Neitcha Sheba, Misha Tovla Ne'akav Yatza B'yad, Tobal Abafir Durabanan He. The whole issue here is a Chashash Durabanan. You don't know that happened before. You should say it's from now. The whole thing going backwards to be Matamiya Ishanida is Durabanan. The Hecha Dikala Migzim, Eislais Shalem, Gozeri Pekida Lepekida. If you can be Gozer the entire time, 24 hours, then you can be Gozer even smaller amounts. But if you can't be Gozer the whole time, then forget it. We say the whole Gzera is off. And therefore, we just say daya shaita right now, which means daya. It's enough shaita this moment. And Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore, you're not matame at all going backwards.
Isn't there a
gzera
and
goyim are matame? There is gzera drabanan, that matame kakusim. Right? That means matame kakusim, mi drabanan. Talking about on the daraisa level. On the daraisa level, it's not matame. So therefore, we are not gozer in this case to go backwards. That is shita asrashi. The Shimon Gubetzes also has the ha'ara. Let's see, she gets her dam nida for the first time a week later. Or a month later, still there's low plug. Even though there 24 hours backwards, you know, you would say is matami. She was Jewish 24 hours ago. Still, it doesn't make a difference because since the original time, she wouldn't be able to have gone back 24 hours. So too, we're never gozer in that case. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, we'll talk about more about that Rashi in a minute. Let's just see the machlokes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hari kachal anashim umatami meis leis bepikita lepikita. Rabbi Yossi says no. She's like all women, and you can go back 24 hours. The Tosfos says. In Dibur Maskel Rebbe is Lav Dafka 24 hours. It just means that until the time that she converted, Omi Pekita Lepekita, or to her last Bedika. I mean, you can go back in time, even though you can't go back the full time. That's the Machlokas Tanaim here. That's not the Machlokas that's important for us yet. Why we brought it here, but that's the Machlokas about Dam Nida. There is a question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger here on this Rashi. Rashi has the whole svara of it's only Durabanan, and therefore you can't go back the whole way, so therefore you don't go back even halfway. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, why isn't there a Svek Sveka? Rashi has a call with the whole lundis of because you can't do the whole thing, you don't even do half. Just say, you're sure you're going to ask this? You're going to ask the Svek Sveka. Maybe she did not, it wasn't Nakar earlier, and even if it was Nakar earlier, maybe she was a guy. So why don't you have a Svek Sveka? Why do you have to come up with this whole thing about the whole and the half? So says Rabbi Yashiv. He says, there's a Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. You've got to have Shas on your fingertips. Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, the Rambam quotes, the Gemara. Shas and Poskim. Let's say you left 9 bags of matzah and 1 bag of chametz. And a little rodent came, a weasel came and brought it into one of the houses that was baduk already. And you don't know if you took 1 of the 9 or 1 of the 1. So Rashi gives it the rules, called kavua, mechza mechza, called the parish. You have to do bedika. You have to magad mishnah. It's a savi d'rabbanan. Savi d'rabbanan, what's the big deal? What do you have to go check for? It's a Savi D'Rabbanan. Savi D'Rabbanan L'Kula. Says the Magen Mishnah in Beis Yud. Kivan de B'dikas Chametz Tchilasa al Hasafek Hechmiru B'Sveika Yosef Mishar Sveika Shel Devrayim. Any law that originally was Misukan because of a Safek, you don't have the regular rules of Safek. This whole halacha was Misukan. It doesn't make sense. The whole idea of B'dikas Chametz is a Safek. You should say the whole idea doesn't exist. But that's the whole point of Bedikas Chametz, to check even though there's a Safek. So if that's the case, then Sveikas don't make a difference. It doesn't matter if it's a Safek or a Svek Sveka. It doesn't matter. The whole thing was, whenever you have a din that was Misukan al Safek, so then you don't say the general rules of Golakula because it's a Safek. So he quotes that back in Mishnah. Then he also quotes the Kesef Mishnah by Demai. The Kesef Mishnah by Demai says regular rules of Svek Sveka and Safek don't apply by Demai because the whole point of Demai is that it's a Safek whether Rov Amiaris whether the Amaris took off, and even though Rov were Maaser, still, that's the halacha when it comes to a law that was Mizukan Allah Safik. So it says, Rav Yashiv, Sval Derech Zeh, Hachanami, Shremi Dita Kol Anashim Dayin Shaitan. Hear me, Iker Adin, women are Matami from the time they become Anida, and then they know it. Chachamim, where goes their back, the whole din of going back and being Matami women, Lamafreya, is a din that was Mizukan Allah Safik. Because din Mesukan al Safek, you don't have regular laws of Safek, Rabbanan Lekula, and Svek Sveka. That's why Rashi has to come up to the reason of, if you can't do the whole thing, you can't do half either. Okay, that's Rashi, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Rabbi Yashov's answer. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're in the middle of a Braisa. So the Braisa, remember, is about to ask a question to Rabbi Yehuda, which we didn't get to the question yet. Rabbi Yehuda says, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a Shvuya is B'Kedushasa? The Braisa says that there's a machlokes whether a giores is matami backwards, or the second half of the Braisa, v'tzricha lahamtin gimel chadash and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a giores requires 3 months of havchana, as we had a number of these gemaras in Meseches Yevamos. After a woman either converts or something happens to her where we think that she might be pregnant from a previous man, you need 3 months of Afghana where she's not allowed to get remarried to be able to know exactly who the father is. So that's why we have wait after a divorce, after a death. So Rabbi Yehuda says, after Giyur, you also need that because maybe she's pregnant from the previous husband, from a previous time. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yossi matilar zil nasaviyad. Rabbi Yossi says, no problem, she's mutter to get married right away. Question mark. So we have a question. So you see here, there Rabbi Yehuda holds that a giores is not perfectly tahora. Maybe a giores wasn't available to somebody. That's why she has to wait 3 months. So how can you see in our Mishnah that a shvuya is totally tahora? We're comparing the Havamina, which we're going to reject in a second. We're comparing to shvuya and giores. We're saying, how could Rabbi Yehuda say a shvuya is tahora? In this Braisa, he says that a giores is not considered tahora. You have to wait 3 months. The Gemara answers, Amar Lake, Giyores Ashvuya Karamis? What are you asking me about two different women for? Giyores, by a convert, lo mitra nafsha. A Giyores, she's not mitra nafsha, she doesn't guard herself. That, you know, we're going to have in a minute maybe an opposite Sarah, but at least now, which forever, during the months before she converts, she knows she's on the way of becoming converted, she doesn't guard herself as much as a Shvuya does. Who? Shvuya, mitra nafsha, any second, any day, she thinks that her captors are going to be overtaken, and therefore, she will be guard herself more. So, Yehuda's din of Bikdushasa is only by a Shvuya and not by a Giyores. Tosfos has the question here. Tosfos Yimaskel Shvuya. That remember in our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda says once she's above 3 years old, she's already considered tahora. So a 4 year old has been to Ranafsha. So what do you mean? The whole Svar Rabbi Yehuda Gemara is saying, no, Shvuya's been to Ranafsha. That's why she's considered a Gdola. But Rabbi Yehuda Shita was about 3 and over. 3 and over. Even if she's redeemed, Yoseiros Bibas Gimel. So Tosfos is, Vim Tomar, Bobaktan and Ami Ayrik. A 4 year old doesn't know how to guard herself. So Tosfos says, V'yishlomer Mimanavshach, Tosfos says. Either she's too young to give herself over to Bia, and once she's old enough, then she guards herself. So Mimanavshach, you're going to have the age. Tektana Lagamre Inamoseres Atzma Labia. She doesn't give herself over, and she doesn't know anything about it. Ukshi Moseres Atzma, once she's old enough, then Ksas, he bas Da'as V'yodas Lishmar Atzma. So Mimanavshach, Tosfos says, you're covered, even though she's not going to do it at all, or once she's going to do it, so then she will be able to guard herself. Okay, but the Gemara answered, don't compare Shavuya and Giyaris.
According to Rabbi Yossi, how is it possible that she doesn't have to wait?
So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to get to Rabbi Yossi's sheet in a minute. A little expansion of Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, forget Giyaris. V'rami Shavuya Ashavuya. I'll ask you two questions about a Shavuya herself. Titania, the Brisa says, right in the following 12 lines, we already had in Yevamos. See on the side? Kol HaSugya Ayin Shom. We have the same Brisa in Yevamos. Titania, Giyoris Vashvuya Vashivcha. She Niftu Vishen Iskairu Vishen Ishtacharu. We have the three women. They always go together. Giyoris Shvuya and Shivcha that were redeemed, converted, or freed. Yisero Sabra Shalom Shalom Yamechad, when they were older than three. Srikos Lahad Gimel Chadash and Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a Stira in Shvuya, because they have to wait 3 months. A Shvuya has to wait 3 months, because you assume that she was Neveles. Rabbi Yossi Matur Liaris the Nasabiyad. So Rabbi Yossi allows to get Dev Eris in any Suin. Obviously, Nisuin is the Chiddush right away. So that's the question. Now we have a Stira in Rabbi Yehuda about Shvuya. So Ishtik, he was quiet. Amale Ibidi Lashan Lachabaha. So he says back to him, did you hear of an answer? You know how to answer this? Amale Haki Amar of Sheshes, Shavuah Shenivala. Yeah, it was the case. Usually a Shavuya is considered Bikdushasa. But here, there were Aiden that saw her. That was, she was Nivellas. That's why you have to wait. So where it says, Ihaki, that's true, my time in Rabbi Yossi. Zach and Rabbi Yossi say he can get married right away if they saw her Nivellas. What about Havchana? Amar Rabba. Remember, we discussed Havchana came up there because even after a Chalitza. Even after a chalitza, you have to wait 3 months, even though they never lived together. Low plug. Even after a chalitza, you have to wait. Halacha l'maisa. We wait 91 days after a chalitza. So Amar Rabba, to do a chalitza in the first place. Also, not just after a chalitza, but to do a chalitza, we wait 91 days from the death from Misa's Baila. Kesav, Rabbi Yossi, Isha Mizane Mishameshes Bemoch, Kshelo Tisaber. Rabbi Yossi says, you know why? Right away, she can get married because we assume that a woman who is Mizana uses a moch, a certain type of contraception device, after she has Bia, and in that way she gets out all of the zera of the husband, and therefore she will not become pregnant. That's what Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to worry about it. We're talking about a Maisa Znusia. She wasn't married beforehand, so Kiyores or a Shvuya. So any of these women, says Rabbi Yossi, do this, and therefore we don't have to be worried about. We don't have to be worried about that. Remember, we had a machlokas. We measured a number of times. Whatever Mishmeshes Moch came up between the Achiezer and the Binyan Siyan about whether it's there's any problem with this if there's a sakana. So that was a machlokas. Not going to mention it again. But Achiezer Aleph Chav Gimel. If you want to look it up again, so says the Gemara. So Bishlam Giyores. I understand Giyores. Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi saying here? That a woman has something with her, some type of rag, in order to use after the bia. In order to prevent herself from getting pregnant. So the Gemara is about to say, this was going to work in all the times when she knows she's going to have the Bia. She's able to prepare something beforehand. So Bishlama Giyores, Vaya Giyores, Kiva Dedai Tali Giyure, because she has Das to be Megayer, Mintera Nafsha. Goes a little against what we said up above. But either way, the Gemara here says the opposite. Vaya Giyores, she knows she's going to get converted. So that's why she's not going to want to become pregnant. So therefore, she's going to do this. Shavuya Nami Dlo Yada Hechi Mamtila. Also a Shavuya, captive, you know, she thinks maybe this is the day that she's going to get freed. So also, she's going to prevent herself from becoming pregnant. Shivcha nami, deshama mi pimara. Also a Shivcha, a maidservant, thinks, you know, she hears maybe there's a talk that she's going to be sold, she's going to be freed from her master. Ela yotza b'shein v'ayin ma'ikel ha'meimar. But we know a Shivcha also goes free if her master, you know, knocks out her tooth or her eye. So that's something that happens automatically. So what if she has the Maisa Znus the day before? or she didn't know that this was going to happen tomorrow, so she was not Mishamesh's Mok. Why should we assume that she was Mishamesh's Mok the previous day? So, Kasha and Rabbi Yossi. How could Rabbi Yossi say across the board that a Gioris or a Shvuli or any of these women, how could we assume that a Gioris or a Shvuli or any of these women, something's with the battery here. Oh, it's not plugged in. Okay, we good? How can we assume that all of these women do not can get married right away? They don't need to wait 3 months because they're Meshameshes Mamok. This woman of Yotzi Bashin Va'ayin, she doesn't know that the next day she's gonna go free. So why should we assume that she was Meshameshes Mamok? And if you want to say, you're right. Rabbi Yossi did not say Ashita across the board. Rabbi Yossi only said Ashita that you don't have to wait 3 months when she could have assumed she was going to get, you know, to a new stage. But you're right, called him a male. Anything that happens out of her control, like Shane Va'ayin, so then you're right, Rabbi Yossi would say you have to wait 3 months. That's not true. Because, Hari Anusa Mefuta, Zimimela, Anusa Mefuta are actions that happen, they're not in her control. It happens Mamela, Vitanya, we have the Machlokas recorded there too. Anusa Umefuta, Tzvichos Lahanta Gibachadashim, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Even Anusa Mefuta have to wait 3 months, Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yossi Mati Laris Nanasa Miyad. Rabbi Yossi still says you can get married right away. So we're back to the question, what's the svar of Rabbi Yossi? How could Rabbi Yossi say, right, Rabbi Yossi Shita, if a woman is Ne'enas, she can't get married for 3 months. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. She has to wait 3 months. Let's say she was supposed to get married in 2 weeks. Who was supposed to get married in 2 weeks and she was Ne'enas? She has to wait 3 months, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can get married right away. But you see, Rabbi Yossi Shita is across the board, even by something out of her control. So what's the svar of Rabbi Yossi? Just by the way, on the side, see where it says Mefuta? It says on the side, Ein Lazeh Muvan. What does that mean? It has no Havana. Why? What's the problem with Mefuta? V'chei nir mipirish Rashi delasa. Because you look at Rashi's Dibur Maskel, it says, Hare Anusa de Memela. Seems like Rashi didn't have the Gersa. Right, so what's the problem? What do you mean Mefuta is Memela? She did it willingly. She did it willingly. So how can Mefuta be an example of a Davar de Memela? Anusa can be a Davar de Memela. So he says, Ein Lazeh Muvan. So again, Rabbi Yashiv here quotes this, and he says, Ka Lahashiv. Doesn't say what the Ka Lahashiv is. He says, Ka Lahashiv. Al-Khora, what he means is that, even by Mefuta, you know, it's not like she was the instigator. It could be that she was surprised, and she ultimately was convinced. But Lav Dafka, that she would have brought something beforehand to be able to clean herself afterwards. So Lav Dafka, so Mefuta also might be included. Other Gemaras have Mefuta. Other Rashis have Mefuta. Here, Rashi doesn't seem to have the gears of Mefuta. But either way, so we're back to the question. What's the svar of Rabbi Yossi? How could Rabbi Yossi not require you to wait 3 months after any of these actions? So Ella Amar Rabba. Rabba says the following. Ksava Rabbi Yossi, Isha Mizana Mishapeches, Kedei Shalot Tisaber. No, she doesn't even have to have a rag or some type of preparatory device with her that she should have known about it beforehand. A woman is somehow shakes and is mishapech and turns over after the Maisabiya, so she doesn't become pregnant. And Rashi says, even by a Davar de Memela, she could do this. V'kulan osos ken, everybody does it. The Ritva says it's a Davar Kal. Something very easy. So every woman is Mazana, you know, doesn't want to become pregnant, and therefore, she does this so she does not become pregnant.
That answers the
Shein V'ayin? That answers even Shein V'ayin. Meaning, no matter, even if she has no thought in her mind that she's going to become free or convert, or so then she still does this because she's not interested in becoming pregnant, and she doesn't have to prepare anything before, and that she would have had to know that that to prepare something beforehand. Again, we had a discussion of the tshuva of the Yavetz in the past about a woman who's doing tshuva, Balas tshuva, who's pregnant. The very tragic discussion about what she could do. She wants to get rid of her vlad, but you know, she's abortion is also an isser. So what do you do? How can she do tshuva if she's pregnant? So again, the assumption is Isha Mizana is Mesapeches, so that she does not become pregnant. Let's finish for a minute. V'idach. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? What Rabbi Yehuda also says, you have to wait 3 months after his nus. So after an onis, after a mafate. Chayshina shem alo nefcha yafe yafe. Right, so maybe she does not do it properly. Maybe she can't become pregnant, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda has a higher standard. You still have to wait 3 months, even in this case. Okay, the Shlomo Sarna Balacha here has an important ha'ar, where he says, let's talk about anusa. That's the simplest one. And anusa is an ishak sherek. Right, ishak sherek. Mefuta, okay, you could get taina. She's a mefuta. She did it willingly. Anusa is for sure totally kosher. Isn't this act of whatever it is, mishapeches kadesh lo tesaber, isn't that an issue of hashchasa zera? Right, there's zera in her that might be able to make her pregnant, and now she's getting rid of it. So, are we being choshesh that a woman is doing an act of hashchasa zera? So forget the mafut, forget the other one, but here we're talking about an anusa, ksheira. Isn't hashchasa zera aser? Is that nisa daraisa? And yes, there is one shita, minority shita, that women are not mitzuveh. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, holds that Isra of Hashchasa Zera is the connected negative of Puravu. So women who are not obligated in Puravu do not have the Isser of destroying seed, Hashchasa Zera. That is a sheet in Tosfos in Sanhedrin. V'yishlam adeshev al tazanamihu. Tamisha mitzuvah pir yivarivya mitzuvah shol hashka zera. But generally we don't assume that way. Generally, Rov Rishonim say that even women are included in the Isser. Rather, if you want to look at see a whole compilation, it's not the pretty Talmud to see other Hashchasa Zera quotes all the Shittas. Rov Rishonim Chokim Besovrim She'ein Isser Hashchasa Zera Tali B'mitzvahs Peri V'Rivya. It's not Tali, and he quotes the Ramban and Tosfos and Yavamis and Aruch Laner. We're going to have a Tosfos in Tublat from now, right? So either for various reasons, it's a separate Isser for whatever the time is. So ask the Shem Sanei Balacha. He quotes the Shubas Or Chadash, who asked this question. Right, I think it's the Or Gadol. You know, so by the other women, fine. They might not be Anusa. She's a Kshera, totally Kshera woman. She did nothing wrong. So how are we choshish her that she's going to be Mashu Zera? So says the Or Gadol, which you might have thought instinctively, and that is no Dafka Hazera Shenizra Behetru Bertzona Asur LaHashchus. If she was willingly involved, you could say there's an Isra of Hashchus Zera here to prevent herself from becoming pregnant from this animal. You know, of course she could. That's not an Isra Mashkas Hazera. Aval Hazera Shin Isra Ba Be'Isra V'Shalolir Sona Einim Shubetis Lachzik B'Hazera. So therefore there's no Isra in this case because obviously what we would have thought if she could do something right away to get rid of, make sure she doesn't become pregnant, in this case of Anus, so then there is no problem. Again, that's a big issue about the Isra Mashkas Hazera for women. But we mentioned Tosfos versus the others. There is an interesting discussion of the Poskin. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this at the end of Kuf Tzadik Vav in Hilchas Nida, where he quotes a minog. Again, we never heard of any of this Bizman Hazeh. He quotes a minog of women didn't go to the bathhouse for 3 days after they went to the mikvah. Of course, they didn't go to the bathhouse because the heat of the bathhouse would to sit in the bathhouse, they'd destroy like what we would call a schwitz or a steam bath, it would destroy the zera. Therefore, they wouldn't go in because that would be hashchasa zera. When we tam nachon, he says that's why women shouldn't turn over and do heavy exercise right after a ma'aseh bia with gabal amalu kreis lamata. We should be gamki taflan hazera. She shouldn't. Not dafka that she said because related to this of hashchasa zera. Generally, we're not knowing this bezman hazeh. Once the zera can get in, it gets in. V'chein lo tarve v'hiluch gimel yamim elu. Says for 3 days afterwards. And this is what is quoted there from with an earlier Achronim. Generally, that is not the accepted custom today. Okay, let's continue. We're up to the two dots. So the Mishnah had said that if a man is ma'anes or mefate a woman who is chayve misa's bezdin to him, is chayve misa, for example, bito, bas beno, all those, not just krisas, but misa's bezdin, the most chamor, so then there is no knas because of kimle b'der abamine, learned out from the pasuk in Mishpatim, below yi ason, if there is no ason to the woman, then an oshianesh, then he has to pay for the vlados. But if the woman does die, the pregnant woman does die, then he does not have to pay. Asks the Gemara, "Bahameh hachanafka?" As we alluded to yesterday, is this the real makar for Kimlei? Mehasam nafka. Didn't we have another makar a few days ago? Kidei rishaso. Right, it says in Kiseitse, Kidei rishaso. Right, according to his wickedness, one wickedness. Mishum risha achas adam machayva. We have the machayva mishum shtei rishayos. Right, you give him one punishment and not two punishments. And the very next pasuk get to kidei rishaso is our bar miyakenel lo Yosef. So you learn that one punishment is malchus. Right, therefore, so what's the difference? Why do you need two makaros for Kimlei? Says the Gemara, as we said yesterday, Chada b'misa umamon, Chada b'malkus umamon. Two psukim are needed. One to tell you that if you get misa, you don't have to pay, and one to tell you that if you get malkus, you don't have to pay. Vitzricha, and you need both of these psukim. Why? The Yeshbina Misu Mamon. If I would have only had the pasuk about Misa and Mamon, Mishum Diki Ibn Neshama. That's where I would have thought there's Kimlay. If a person's going to die, we're not going to make him pay. Come on, he's going to die. Avamakus Mamon Deleki Ibn Neshama. But maybe he's just getting whipped, so let him pay. What's the big deal? So he's gonna, a doctor figures out how much he could take anyway, right? So he's probably not gonna get all 39. So whatever commits, so maybe you would have thought that there's no Ibn Neshama, so maybe he should do both. So the aim low. So that's why you need the second pasuk to teach me even Malkus Umamon. And what about the opposite? V'yeshmina Malkus Umamon, Mishud Lo Chamri Surei. If it's Malkus Umamon, maybe you would have said, hey, he didn't do something that was so wrong. Lo Chamri Surei, we're switching from focusing on the ownship to focusing on the Maisim. This Havamin is focusing on the Maisim. Right? You would have thought his Maisim wasn't so bad. It wasn't a Maisim that's v'chayiv him to die. So if it's not so bad, so that's why he only gets one punishment. Aval Misu Umamon, the Chamri Surei, but by Misa and Mamon, where he did such a terrible act, Emalos, maybe there you would not say Kimlei, and you would be chayiv to get both punishments. Sricha, so that's why you need two psukim, one for Misa and Mamon, and one for Malkus and Mamon. The bottom Tosfos here alludes to a question that he asked earlier. He says, "Le'el pirashti, lama lo yalav rasha rasha." Tosfos asked a question before. Why isn't one pasuk enough by Kimlei b'derabamine, and you'll have a gzeir shava of Malkus and Misa, rasha rasha. You have rasha by Malkus, rasha by Misa. What isn't one pasuk enough, and you have a gzeir shava of Malkus and Misa? Says Reb Chaim. Okay, we've alluded to this before also. Says Reb Chaim in the Gracha Lashas Kuf Yud Ches. I mean Kuf Yud Ches. He says, to answer Tosfos' question, and to give us an insight into our Gemara. V'nirali d'behemes ika nafkamina bin chayvi malkus umamon l'chayvi misa umamon. There's a major difference between the kimle of misa and mamon and the kimle of malkus and mamon. And therefore, Tosfos' question doesn't get off the ground. Why don't you learn exer shava from malkus and misa? Just like misa patas mamon, so too malkus patas mamon. No way! D'chayvi misa have exer sakasiv dim asoni yeh lo yeanesh. V'avigzeres akasiv de misa poteres mamon. When it comes to misa, when you get the misa, that's poter any other punishment. That takes care of it, and the other punishment does not exist. What we would say, hafkas achiev. Doesn't exist. That you have this punishment, you finish with the other one. Mashenkin b'chayvi malkus, havidrasha de'iata m'chayv shnei rishayos. Malkus and mamon is in a bezdin. Bezdin cannot inflict two punishments. Period. Imkain shravayo patri adadi. Malkus mamun mamun malkus. And you know what? You don't even know which one bezdin should do. Mamun gets rid of the malkus, and malkus gets rid of the mamun. Meaning either way, you don't know what to do. That's why you need the next pasuk of kedei rishas to tell me which one you usually do. But if you have another drasha by chovel by something else to do get mamun, you get mamun. El dulo yadina and eza onish deschayiv v'alzeh ba'akra barm yakin al chayv malkus. But says Reb Chaim, they work very differently. Is it that the misa is poter the mamon, or is it just the meaning pottering onshim or chiyuvim? One destroys the other one, or no? It's just that bezdin cannot inflict two punishments. That's the din, and therefore you have to choose one or the other based on limudim. So says Reb Chaim, Tosfos' question doesn't get off the ground because it's two totally different kimleis. What? Why can you use one and the gzeirah shava? No, it's the kimleis are working in two different ways, and therefore Tosfos' question doesn't get off the ground. It's amazing that this answer is so clear. This chiluk in kimleis is so clear to a number of the achronim that the achronim ask on the kasha of the Gemara. Rabbi Yashav quotes this from the achronim. Right, the kasha of the Gemara. How can the Gemara even have a mina? What do you need two psukim for? They're two totally different dinim. Two totally different dinim. Kedei Rishaso and Velo Yason. So what's the Gemara's question? What, is that the Gemara? That's the Gemara's answer. You have to fit it in. You have to squeeze it in. That's the Gemara's answer. It's two different types of kimleis. Doesn't sound that way. It just sounds like that way that from the Havamina, Chamri Surei, or Ibn Shama. Either way, that's the discussion here of Tosfos, Reb Chaim, and the Achronim, who can't even understand the Gemara's question once you have Reb Chaim's answer. That's how you know it's a good question. It's so push it now that you're like, what was the question in the first place? Okay. So, period. Exactly. According to Reb Chaim, the Nafkamina would be Tfisa. Meaning Tfisa, can you be Tofes? You know, if you have Misa and Mamon, and you try to be Tfisa would not work, because Mamon disappears. Malkus Mamon, it would. Right, he quotes, Rabbi Yashiv says, the answer works well according to Rashi and Bamatzia. Rashi and Bamatzia seems to say that Tfisa works by Kimlei. Because he says it's a chi of Latzeis Yidei Shemayim by Misa and Mamon. Even if you're going to get Misa, it's a chi of Latzeis Yidei Shemayim. You know, pay, it's like a chilo to pay. Right, that means it didn't disappear. So he says, according to that Rashi, this question makes sense. You already have the separate Makar by Karis. You have the separate Makar. Well, yeah, Kedei Rishaso, then wouldn't include it. Right. Okay. Last line, Ulu Rabbi Meir to Omar Loki Mashalem Tarti Lamali. We've had before the sheet of Rabbi Meir from Besachas Makas. Rabbi Meir says you can't get Malkus and Mamon. So what does he need two psukim for? Malkus and Mamon you do get. So what does he need two psukim for? So we say Chada b'misu Mamon v'chayda Chada b'misu Malkus. Depends Misa and Mamon and Misa and Malkus. Vitzricha, fascinating havaminas. Says the Gemara, you need both Misa and Malkus and Misa and Mamon. Vitzricha the Ishmin and Misu Mamon. If you have only had that, if you die, then you don't have to pay. Mishum dechada b'gufei v'chada b'mamon elo avdinon. We're not going to give you two types of punishments. We're not going to hurt you and hurt your bank account as well. You know, we're not going to give you, you know, Misa and Mamon, two different types. Avo Misa Malkus, the idi v'idi begufe. But killing you and whipping you, ema Misa richtahi. But never be. Maybe that's just like one long process. We'll whip you. That'll be the first step of Misa, and then we'll kill you. So you would have thought that they go together. There's not a stira, right? Malkus is Misa. Malkus is the beginning of the process. So that's why you need the second part to teach you even Misa and Malkus, you only get one. The Ishmina Misu Malkus, and if you have the opposite, oh, we only have a part to tell you Misa and Malkus, you don't do, so then you see the opposite. The Taiti Begufi Lo Avdinon. So maybe there, because you're not going to do two of the same type of punishment, two on the goof. But if you have two different types, maybe that's okay. Sricha. So again, each of these Havaminas can give us an insight into what Kimlei is about. Is Kimlei about one punishment subsuming the other punishment? If one punishment subsumes the other one, then you could say that like punishments could subsume each other. Right? If you have Misa and Mamon, it makes sense that Misa bothers Misa and Malkus. Right? Goof and goof, one onesh could swallow up the other one. The same type of onesh. Misa and Mamon, maybe not. Kamash Malon. If you say, though, it's a din of Bezdin, so then you might say otherwise. So again, each of these Havaminas is very graphic in terms of how you understand Kimlei. Okay, so that's how we need two psukim, even according to Rabbi Meir, period. So now I'll quote some other psukim that seem to connect. V'lot sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach lamali. Right, the pasuk says, don't take kofer for a nefesh rotzeach. So we're darshaning it a little out of context. But you could have understood this pasuk to teach me, don't take money when a person is going to die. Meaning, you know, Misa Umamon. So what do you need that pasuk for? Must be teaching you something else, because you already know Misa and Mamon from our psukim. Where is it? No, to Amar Achmana. This is what the Torah means there. Lotishko Mamona Mineva Tiftere Miktala. Don't take money from him instead of killing him. Don't take money from him instead of killing him. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that in addition. Don't take money instead of killing him. The Rambam writes, there's a beautiful lashon in the beginning of Hilchas Rotzeach. The Rambam says, according to this halacha, Umusharan Bezdin Shlolika Kofim in a Rotzeach. Bezdin cannot take money for, even if a murderer says, I will support every Jewish institution in the world. Right? I'm going to give $20 billion. Rambam says, you know what you do? You kill him. You don't take any money from him. Afilo Nasan Kol Mamon Sheba Olam. The Afilo Ratzagola Dela Potro. Even if the relatives say, you know what? I'll take the $4 billion. I could deal with it. Since the Rambam, you're not allowed to. She'ein Nafsho Shel Zeha Nera Kinyan Goel Adam. What, the relatives own this guy? They could decide? It's their nefesh, their brother, Ela Kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, the nefesh of a person belongs to Hashem. Right, the same reason, same svara, interesting, the same svara the Rambam gives in Hilchos Sanhedrin, why you're not allowed to mutilate yourself. Because your nefesh is not yours. Your guf is not yours. Right, you can't, it's not a kiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our guf and our nefesh as a pikadon. For 120 years, take care of it and return it to me as pure as you can. There's nothing like murder. Nothing so bad like murder. Therefore, says the Rambam, you can't accept money for a nefesh rotzeach. Okay. See, the Shemeshkan of Balacha again here asks, what's the Havamina? Okay, maybe the Rambam's case, give Olam Amush of Olam. But what's the Havamina to say, we'll accept money instead of you're getting killed? What's the Havamina? So the Shemeshkan of Balacha says, maybe he's offering all of his money. All of his money. And therefore what? Anichash of Kames. Anichash of Kames. Anichash of Kames, and therefore maybe that's the Havamina. Interesting, just as a side, the Bali Musa say there are four people that are Chash of Kames in Chazal. And Ani, who else? Suma, blind person. Mitzora, and Ein Lo Banim, someone who doesn't have children. Now the Bali Musa say, what do those four have in common? They have in common because they can't give. They can't give. And what defines a Jew is to be a no-say, to be a giver. Right? A Suma, it has to take help. and the Mitzorah is sitting outside the Machaneh, and an Ani has nothing to give, and Emo Banim can't give, they can give to other people, they can't give to their children. Right, so that's the Ani Chashav Kameis, because, you know, part of being a Jew is right now Rachmana by Shonim Gomel Chasan and Viga Nosein. If you can't give a Nosein, you're in a certain way, at least there's a certain chiyus that's a person is lacking. Okay. Rachmana Laslan, there are people that are Aniyim and Sum is an Emo Banim. But again, in certain that we have to learn the message of that halacha. Okay. Here we go. So we have a pasuk that says, don't take money instead of killing somebody. Similar pasuk, don't take money in addition, we assume the Havamin is in addition to sending somebody to Galus. If they kill by accident, Lamali, what do you need that pasuk for? It means like we said, don't take money instead of sending him to Galus. That's what it means. What do you need two pasukim for? One for don't take money instead of galus, and one said, don't take money instead of misa. So, chad b'shogi v'chad b'mezid. We want to teach you one for shogi, one for mezid. V'tzrichi need two psukim. D'yash bin amezid. If you only have one pasuk that teaches me, you cannot take money instead of killing somebody. Mishud d'chamri surei. But again, that's if somebody kills somebody on purpose, so then obviously you can't take money instead of that. Aval shogi d'chamri surei. But if somebody kills somebody by accident, emalo, so maybe you can say, okay, so we'll take your money instead. You know, for the betterment of society, we'll take your money. Especially if the Goal Adam, you know, if the relatives agree, so we'll take it. But the opposite, if you say Shogeg, Mishum Deleka Ibud Neshama. Maybe by Shogeg we won't accept, because what's going to happen? He's going to go to Galus? There's no downside. Nobody's getting killed here. Aval Mezid Deika Ibud Neshama Eimalo. But by Mezid, where the guy's getting killed, we're putting somebody to death, so maybe there'd be a Svar. You know, why should we kill another Jew? Why should we kill another Jew already? You know, let's save him. Let's save him and take the money. Kosricha, no. Halacha is no. If somebody's chayim misa, then you don't have that philosophy. If somebody's chayim misa, you have to put him to death. Sricha, he deserves it. He got asra, and he accepted. Period. Tosis here discusses, in Dimaskal Lo, what do you need to psukim for shogging amazed? Didn't we have on Yontif, on Daf Lamed Hey, we had the unique principle of Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia said that by Kimle, there's no difference between shogging amazed. Right, even if somebody kills somebody b'shogeg, he's still pater from mamon. Right, lo chilakte b'shogeg l'mezid benonis l'rason miskaven l'shein miskaven. So doesn't Tana de Bechizkia say that always compare mezid and shogeg in these contexts? So that's Tosis's question. What do you need two psukim for? Just have one pasuk and then use Tana de Bechizkia mezid the shogeg. Israel. Oh, so says exactly. Says Tosis, Vomari, you can't compare the cases. Is that a blanket svara of shogeg to mezid in Tosis low? Vomari, delo shaykh lakushi shogeg to mezid, ki agavna. Here it's not the same. Kibin shein pidyon shneim shove. The pidyon that's happening here is not exactly the same. The pidyon shall mezid the poacher me miso, u pidyon shall shogeg the poacher be galus. What, to save him from going to galus, to save him from death is very different. The other case, what's on the Bechizkiya? You did a Maisa Shel Misa, and that Pater's Mammon. In both cases, a Pater's Mammon. That could be compared. Then you could have a Tana de Bechizkia. But over here, to the Pidyon of each one is not similar, and therefore, you would say, you cannot use Tana de Bechizkia. The Pnei Yeshua here says that, you're right, I understand Tana de Bechizkia, but he says, you have a Pasuk here that says, Asher Hu Rasha Lamos. Right, so that Pasuk might have been Lafuki Tana de Bechizkia. That's how the Pnei Yeshua understands it. Okay. Next pasuk. Ula aris lo yechupa ladam asher shupach ba'kiyim adam shofcho. The land will not be get a kapara for the blood that was spilled on it. La mali. So again, this pasuk kind of sounds like don't take money if somebody is put to death. Mi bar lo kizatani. You know, this pasuk teaches me the following. Mi nayin shem nisarfa egla v'arkadis v'a horeg. Mi nayin shem pozer oso. Let's say, bezdin, the zikmei ha'ir, do go through the process of egla arufa. Egla Rufa, an anonymous corpse, is found outside the city. You don't know who killed it, so you measure which is the closest city, and you have the whole process. You kill an Egla outside in a field that was never plowed. And what happens after the whole process? The following week, you find the murderer. You find the murderer. So do we say, oh, we already brought kapara? No, you killed the guy now. You find the murderer. That's what you learn from this pasuk. There's no kapara if you find the murderer. You got to kill him now. Right? Similar to Hashem Talui. Bring an Hashem Talui if you're not sure if you did an Aveira, but once you know for sure you did the Aveira, you bring a Karban Chatas. Right? Hashem Talui only suffices to protect you until you know for sure. Then you got to bring a Chatas. What about the next pasuk? What do you need that pasuk for? Get rid of all the dam from in your midst. We want to get the Tanya. We now the mumsim b'sayif shumin at savar. How do you know that the people who are chayiv sayif by bezdin are killed from the neck? How do you know they're not killed by a dagger in the heart? Why do you know kill from the neck? Shemar v'tah tva'er hadam anakibi kerbecha. From this pasuk that says, get rid of all the dam from in your midst, and it says that right after Eglah Rufa. Hukshu kol shofchi damim le'Eglah Rufa. All murderers, a murderer is chayiv sayif, is compared to Eglah Rufa. Malahalim and atzavarav, shvichas shofchi damim and atzavar. Everything is from, just like that's from the neck. You kill the Eglah Rufa from the neck, so too, all shofchi damim are minatzavar. Says the Gemara, so why don't you take the comparison the whole way? Imalahalim bakofitz umimul oref, just like over there, you use a hatchet, and you kill from the back of the neck, right? You kill, if you do arifa, right, orpa, right? Right, oref is the back of the neck. Afkan bekofitz mimol oref. So too by murderers. Why do we kill not from the neck? We kill from the front. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravu, Amar Kranov. Yehaf lorecha kamocha, brolo misa yafe. You choose a nice misa for this guy, meaning he dies faster if you do it from the front. He gets the simanim first. Brolo misa yafe. Period. It is fascinating that throughout Shas Bavli, the only time you have this pasuk of Yehaf lorecha kamocha used is in the context of misa. How you kill people. How you kill people? You have it by, you know, do you have to take off the woman's clothes before you kill her? No, bro, let me say yafe. By the different halachas between the men and the women in Sanhedrin. A few times you have after kamocha, it's always by bro, let me say yafe. Tosis in Sanhedrin, Adaf Mem Hei says, you know why? Because during your life, it can't be kamocha. Chayecha Koldman. What do you have to, like the Ramban says, Allah Torah? It's so hard. That's not kamocha? Exactly, kamocha? That's impossible. Tosis in Sanhedrin says, Mem Hei, Chayecha Koldman. Right, Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph has the opposite. Alecha Sani Lachavercha Lo Sevet has the negative. But the Padre Alecha Mochaz Echol Chaz Batar, that's Yerushalmi Nadarim. That's Yerushalmi Nadarim, the famous phrase of Rabbi Akiva. So Brother Misa Yafa, Tosfos says, there Chayecha Kolmim. But in general, the Mefarshim here says, it's tell you a Chiddush. Reyecha, even here, even to this murderer, you gotta treat properly. May the Shilim Kabbatis here quotes, maybe it's the play on words, it's Ra'im. Be after the Royim Kamocha. Yeah.
But how does the Misa, which is decided by Hashem, have to do with Bidon Machaveh?
How you do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do the Misa, but we choose how to do the specific Misa. Hashem says Saif. Hashem says Saif. And if we have a choice how to do the Saif, we'll kill him faster. We'll kill him faster. That's Rala Misa Yafa. Or we'll kill him in a less embarrassing way. Less embarrassing way. Okay, so that's a Tzorach Iyun. You can look, it's our homework. Find Mefarshim that talk about that issue, about Vadra Kamocha not being, But Kedusha, saying that's also what that by a wife.
Right.
By a wife, that you have to see your wife before you marry her. Right, that's the beginning of the second parak. Right, okay, so that's another source. Very, very, very unusual. Looked up last night. There's a few times that it appears by Misa. Right, it happens by Kedusha Mem Aleph about marriage. Again, a very limited, you should see your wife before you marry her so you don't run into trouble later. Vatal Recha Kamocha, so you don't go and divorce her. Okay, that's also a great positive context of Vatal Recha Kamocha. Look at the Rambam and Hilchos Avel. Vatal Recha Kamocha, Nicham Avelim, right, the Biker Cholim, Achrasas Kala, all these are included in Vatal Recha Kamocha. That's a beautiful marker of Vatal Recha Kamocha. Where is that in Shas? Okay, it's in Yerushalmi. Says the Gemara, next pasuk. What about this pasuk? Kol Cheirem, which also alludes to a Misa, right? There shouldn't be Padiyah. Again, it sounds like don't take money for a death. So what's that pasuk teaching me? But look at the Tanya, so teach me the following. Bryson Erechin, Minayin of the Harik Amar. Somebody's being led out to the gallows. And somebody says, you see that guy? I promised to give his Erech to the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, Erechin is in Maseches Parshas B'chukosai. Every single person in life, depending on your age and gender, has an Erech. It doesn't depend on the value of service. Right? Up to 5 years old, 5 to 20, 20 to 60, male, female, everybody has an Erech. So if somebody's being led out to death and somebody says, I promised to give his Erech to the Beis HaMikdash, Minayin Shalom, my Klum, how do you know that his words are meaningless? Because this guy doesn't have an Erech. Shenemar, that's what the pasuk's teaching me. So Yochel Akkodim Shedin Radin, okay, and you might think that it's true even during deliberations, before the Gemara Din, Tamalam Reno, Min Adam Lo Kol Adam. Before the Gemara Din, we still say that he has an Erech. What about Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi, who argues on this? Who says, Ne'erach of Neisha Domav Kitzuvin? Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi says, Erech is not based on value, it's based on age and gender. So that would apply until he dies. So even Yotzi Lahareg. So Haikal Chayme Avalei. So what does he use this pasuk for? So Miboy Lei, look at the Tanya. He uses it for the following. So we'll start with Miboy. His answer, we'll start with Hashem tomorrow. Miboy, look at the Tanya. What Rebbe Chaim Ben Akavya uses this pasuk for. Okay, because it continues for the next 20 lines. Okay, today's shiur is L'Refua Shalema. This week's shiur is found for Shalema. Actually, a chavrusa and a roommate of mine who needs a refua, Yosef Tzvi, Rav Yosef Tzvi, Ben Rachel Pessel.